is 20 to 9. You might say right here, right now, you might say, you got to be there. Jonah Lomu is, and I think that's a nice, tasty ambassador, as it were, to hook into. Rugby World Cup Chief Executive for Rugby New Zealand 2011, Martin Sneddon, joins me in the studio now on a pretty big tour around the traps there, Martin. Welcome, and thanks for coming in.
Morning, Al. Yeah, delight to be here, mate.
A day visit to Nelson and just another typically boring sunny day.
I flew out of Wellington Airport yesterday. Wind was at about 50k, I think. Mm-hmm. Fairly normal, you know, planes rocking everywhere. 2 minutes later, you're into clear air, looking down at this beautiful Nelson Tasman area and thinking, why can it be so different 5 miles away?
It's virtually written into my contract. I must greet all guests like that. Oh, another boring Nelson Sunday.
Yeah.
You're here to see how things are going, amongst other things, with our build-up. Nelson's participation as one of the venues for the 2011 Rugby World Cup. And you're happy, I understand. Why is that?
I've been happy with Nelson right from the start. Reason being is, I think this area, the people who were involved right from the start here, actually were quicker than anyone else in New Zealand to understand what this meant, not just as a rugby tournament, but actually as an opportunity for the region. So to get their thinking around how are we going to present Rugby World Cup in Nelson. So, you know, as we know, they quickly latched onto the idea because you've got a significant Italian community of pitching for Italy. Now, they made our job easy. You know, the reality is we were trying to sort out this complex match schedule and you're trying to piece it how it goes right around the country. And you've got someone standing up saying, just give us Italy. We'll look after them, you know, and you worry about the rest of them. Mm-hmm. And so sort of making a decision to send them here becomes so much easier.
So it was so easy for us to bag the Italian games. How did the rest of the rugby country sort of accept that? Were there any other regions that went, oi, we wanted them?
No, and that was the beauty of it, is that too many of the regions probably immediately went to the idea of trying to get the really big teams. Mm-hmm. And the reality is, you know, the big teams by and large had to be placed for lots of what the games they were playing in the big centres. So to have someone actually understand the you know, to go for a team, Italy's probably ranked, I don't know, about 9th or 10th in the world. So it's not a bad team. It's got a chance of winning each of its games that it's playing. But the likelihood is that it probably won't go further than maybe the quarterfinals at best. So, you know, you guys understood, pitched it right, got your community into the right place around it. And now you've got the upside. And I think it is a real upside. And I don't think probably Nelson quite understand this yet. Not only do you get Italy, but you get the two superpowers of the world, the USA and Russia, coming. You know, they might be rugby minnows, but
no, they're making the headlines, and there is a great interest. And I've been saying, might I say, at this point in time for ages, that rugby is what I call a fantastic boutique sport for Americans. They love that game, and it's featuring in more and more movies.
And same in Russia. Mm-hmm. You know what? And this is what people don't understand, is Russia is rugby's nothing in Russia, but the reality is it's an elite sport, and it is played by the people who eventually get up into the high places. So the team that comes here will be supported by that sort of supporter base, and it's really interesting. I mean, the early noises we're hearing is that there's a heap of people that are going to come out from Russia.
That's great. Well, they've been here for development training, haven't they?
They were down in Christchurch a few weeks ago.
And anything that the Russians, any sport that the Russians take on, they don't take on half-heartedly. There's all that passion and pride. Yeah. They go for it.
So I reckon you've ended up with three great teams to have, where their whole focus will be the pool phase, because each of them are probably not going to go too much further, where their supporters are highly likely to come out for the pool phase rather than take any sort of risk on hoping to see their teams in the knockout matches. So you're well placed, mate.
The park itself, happy with that too?
Going to have a look at it in a few minutes. Last time I was there was 1986, I think, playing against Central Districts.
Yeah, you're going to raise that memory. There's been a few changes since then too.
Well, I don't know. I'm about to find out, I suppose. What I think is that, yeah, the park will get a nice upgrade, and to that extent, Rugby World Cup becomes a catalyst for sort of things happening that would have happened sometime in the next 5 or so years anyway, but Rugby World Cup accelerates that. So that's good. But the heart of it is actually the people that will be sitting in the seats in the stadium, and it's they will be the catalyst to making this a great experience, and you know, I've got no doubt whatsoever that your region, your people, are just going to do a fantastic job with us.
And you know that it is right across the road from Club Italia, the Italian club.
Yeah.
It works. It was meant to be. It's a beautiful thing. Let's talk tickets. Everybody's talking tickets. We're not going to miss out Nelsonians here in Nelson for our own games, are we?
No, I think, although you've got to get in quick, I forget off the top of my head what the capacity of Trafalgar Park is. It's probably 15, 16, 17,000, something like that. Two games. Cheap as chips, the tickets. You know, that was one of the absolute objectives of our ticketing structure, is that we always knew the ticket prices for the big games were going to be really expensive, but we had to make sure that the majority of games and the games, the sort of games you've got, were really cheap, so that people had no excuse on a price sense for not going and watching the game. So, you know, they aren't expensive and people can afford them. So therefore, I would expect they're actually going to go pretty quickly. So people are getting their mail drops now. I think we're sending out about 1.3 million booklets. Every household in New Zealand tell people how to go about it. Start by getting on the website, rugbyworldcup.com, I think it's /tickets. There's a pre-registration process. You know, in the last 2 weeks since we launched the campaign, we've had, I think, 30,000 people go online and pre-register, which I'm shaking my head thinking, wow.
Yeah, that's good numbers.
That's a good sign. So I guess what I'd be saying is don't mess around here. You know, it is a limited capacity at Trafalgar Park. Get in and get the tickets straight away so you know you're going to be there. And then you can look forward to it.
And we do look forward to it. And it is a wee way away, but actually it's
512 days is the till kickoff, 71 Mondays.
You can just snap that out of your head just like that. Martin Sneddon, thank you so much for coming in and joining us this morning and giving us that Rugby World Cup update. I know you've got to go and check out the park itself. All the best. Keep us posted. Keep in touch. Welcome back anytime.
Thanks for your support, Al.
This is The Breeze, the easy morning wake up, 15 to 9. Another easy listening favourite on the way from Matt Nathanson.